Mellow Madness. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business.
You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
The headlines. Vice President calls for peace and unity as Zambia approaches elections. Sewerage services in Luanshya's Ron Township disrupted after theft of cable. And in global news, Iran says its forces are waiting for U.S. ground troops as more American Marines arrive in region. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Vice President Mutalina Lumango has called on Zambians to embrace peace and unity, stating that national development can only be achieved in an environment of harmony among citizens. Speaking during a courtesy call on traditional leaders ahead of the 45th anniversary of the Railway Congregation of the Reformed Church of Zambia in Kabwe today, Mrs. Nalumango emphasized that peace begins within individuals and should be reflected in everyday interactions. She has stressed the importance of maintaining peace as the country approaches the August general elections, noting that while differences in opinion, especially in politics, are inevitable, but should never be allowed to divide the nation.
Let us all preach peace, love, and unity, because people will not be the same. We will not be the same, but if we think from these three principles, Zambia remains the same. Zambia will develop. Don't try to gain political power by destroying peace, love, and unity. Where it comes from, we will say, if we stand around the land, the royal highnesses can only go where there is peace and there are people. That goes for us in politics. You can't have people in themselves.
Sewerage services in Luanshya's Ron Township have been disrupted following the vandalism and theft of a critical electricity cable at a pumping station. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovu has confirmed the incident, which he has strongly condemned, describing it as a serious act of sabotage against public infrastructure. According to Mr. Nzovu, the stolen cable, which connected a transformer to the Section 3 sewerage pumping station, was taken in the early hours of yesterday. He says preliminary investigations suggest that suspected criminals overpowered and restrained a security guard before vandalizing the facility and stealing the cable, which powers key machinery at the pump station. Mr. Nzovu warns that vandalism of public infrastructure is not only criminal, but also undermines service delivery and leads to significant financial losses, as such facilities are funded using public resources. This is contained in a statement issued by Ministry of Water Development Principal Public Relations Officer Prince Chioni. The Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, EFZ, is calling on opposition leaders to resist the temptation of joining the ruling party at the last minute ahead of the August general elections. EFZ Executive Director Reverend Alan Kasungami emphasizes the importance of preserving democratic integrity, stressing that opposition parties play a vital role in offering alternative perspectives, ensuring accountability, and strengthening checks and balances. Reverend Kasungami has urged opposition leaders to remain steadfast in their commitments and resist last-minute alignments with the ruling party. He notes that a credible and competitive electoral environment is essential for democracy, providing citizens with genuine choices and reinforcing confidence in the democratic process. While acknowledging that joining another party is a freedom of choice, Reverend Kasungami is concerned that opportunistic shifts in allegiance can diminish election credibility and deprive voters of diverse voices. Reverend Kasungami has since called on all leaders to uphold principles of consistency, integrity, and respect for democratic norms, ensuring Zambia's electoral process is transparent, fair, and competitive. Former Energy Minister Yamfo Mukanga is calling on the government to provide a clear strategy for restocking the country's strategic oil reserves following the recent dispatch of large quantities of fuel amid shortages. Mr. Mukanga has commended government's move to dispatch 5 million liters of diesel to ease the supply situation, but is concerned over the quick replenishment of reserves. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mukanga warns that delays could expose the country to a deeper fuel crisis. He says government's response to the Middle East conflict should address current shortages and protect Zambians from price fluctuations and supply disruptions. He has also urged regulators to prioritize national fuel security and ensure the country is not left vulnerable after emergency measures are exhausted.
The storage facilities and reserves are meant to be dispatched when there is a challenge. So if the government has decided to dispatch that, the only challenge I have is that where are they going to get the replacement? When are we receiving the 5 million which is supposed to beef up in terms of the storage from where they have taken from? So the decision depends upon ERB, but my own prayer is that ERB should not let the country be exposed. They should ensure that while they are making those decisions, they look to the future and ensure that the Zambians are protected in terms of the fluctuation in the pricing that may take place as a result of the shortage in the Middle East.
A 15-year-old girl of Nyumba District in Eastern Province died following burns she sustained on her chest and hands after being struck by lightning. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba has confirmed the incident, which occurred yesterday around 13 hours when the now deceased, identified as Jennifer Mulubisha, she was removing clothes from a drying wire during a rainstorm. Mr. Mwemba says that the victim was rushed to Nyumba District Hospital by her mother, where she was pronounced dead upon arrival. He says police officers confirmed the incident and inspected the body, which had burns on the chest and hands. Mr. Mwemba has said in a statement that the body has been taken to Nyumba District mortuary pending burial, with relatives ruling out foul play.
Iran says US-Israeli airstrikes on a port city near...
Sincere apologies for that. You are listening to Phoenix FM Main News. We take a break.
From analog to digital. To digital.
Alright, we're going to kick things off.
Phoenix FM rising for 30 years.
In global news, Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bahar Ghalibaf says his country's forces are waiting for American soldiers to enter on the ground so they can rain fire upon them. His comments follow the U.S. announcement that about 3,500 personnel have arrived in the region with the warship by USS Tripoli. The Pentagon is preparing for weeks of ground operations in Iran, although it is not clear whether Donald Trump will approve them, Washington Post reports. On this and other global stories, the BBC.
Iran says US-Israeli airstrikes on a port city near the Strait of Hormuz have killed 5 people. Since the war began, Iran has practically shut the vital sea passage. The Israeli military has not commented on the attack. Iranian media also reported that 10 people were killed in airstrikes on a residential area in Ray, just outside Tehran. Meanwhile, Iran has continued its attacks across the Gulf. In the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, major aluminium plants were hit. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps has also threatened to target Israeli and American universities in the Middle East. Iran's allies in Yemen, the Houthis, have threatened to disrupt shipping at the southern entrance to the Red Sea. It would compound the severe global economic disruption already caused by Iran's effective closure.